The song is entitled Invincible. It is by Don Ellis. From the CD, Soaring. We'll definitely be hearing more from them. Don Ellis and the accompanying orchestra. And right now we're going to find out what we can about these crows, their intelligence, and particularly as it pertains to weight. Not W-A-I-T, but rather W-E-I-G-H-T. Yeah, crows and weights. Now, this is what they've discovered. The New Chalcedonian crows can actually guess the weight of an object by watching how it behaves in the wind, according to an international team of researchers. The findings, published in Proceedings of the Royal Society B, are the first of their kind in a non-human animal. Now, humans use a variety of cues to gauge an object's weight without directly handling it. You know, we don't necessarily put our hands on it, hold it, and try to gauge, try to guess, try to estimate its weight necessarily. Sometimes, just by observing, we try to gauge the object's weight, including noticing how easily it can be moved. For instance, if we see an object that's blowing down the street in the wind, while another object remains stationary despite that same blowing wind, we can infer which object is heavier, even if we can't guess the exact weight of either. Just by observing, just by looking and seeing one object being blown by the wind while the other object is not being blown by that same wind, we deduce that the object that is not being blown by the wind is heavier than the object that is being blown by the wind. Well, these researchers wanted to know what New Chalcedonian crows could do with this. They wanted to find out if these crows could also make judgments about weight through observation alone. So, they first trained 12 wild-caught crows to discriminate between light and heavy objects. Half of the birds were rewarded when they dropped light objects into a food dispenser. Half were rewarded for choosing heavy objects. Next, the birds observed pairs of novel objects suspended from strings in front of an electric fan. When the fan was on, the light objects blew around easily, while the heavy ones remained stationary. When the fan was off, of course, both objects remained still. Finally, the birds were allowed to pick one of the objects to drop into their food dispenser. And despite having no opportunity to handle the objects before testing, the crows who observed the objects being buffeted by the fan were 73% correct in choosing the correct object. In other words, the one that would get them rewarded. If the test was performed with the fan switched off, the birds did no better than chance. In other words, they're watching these two objects, which have different weights. Fan is off, and just through observing each of these items hanging there in front of the fan, they had to try to guess which one was lighter, which was heavier. When that fan was off, hey, they were just guessing. It was just pure guessing. But when the fan was going, and they could see that one was being blown by the fan, the other was not being blown by the fan, 73% of the time, they knew which one was lighter or heavier based on their observation of which one was being blown by the fan. You may have heard of New Caledonian crows before. They're famously fast learners that make and use tools regularly in the wild and in captivity. They make tools and use tools. That's interesting and almost scary that a bird can make a tool. Determining the weight of objects may be ecologically relevant to New Caledonian crows, since they drop candle nuts and snails from heights onto hard surfaces to break them open and then eat. The weight of a nut can indicate whether it's good to eat or rotten, and snails can be heavy relative to a crow's body weight. Other animals haven't been tested on this particular task, so it's not clear if this ability is special or if it's widespread throughout the animal kingdom. Previously, some researchers claimed that only humans have a full generalizable concept of weight. And that's why I say, you know, we really appreciate the experts, but the experts don't always get it right. I do agree that we Homo sapiens, we humans are the highest class of earthen vessel on earth. But that doesn't mean that these other creatures don't have a lot more going for them than a lot of humans give them credit for having going for them. This study shows that New Caledonian crows, at least, are capable of making some inferences about the weight of objects without touching, just through observation. And I think that's amazing. Look, how many of you have been somewhat impressed by some of the studies you've heard with regards to monkeys, chimpanzees? Smart. How about chimpanzees learning sign language? And here's the thing. The researchers who have worked with these chimps did not observe the chimps and learn their way of signing. They taught the chimps sign language. And the chimps learned to communicate with them through sign language. That's intelligence, ladies and gentlemen. How about the dogs who can observe their owners and recognize when the owners are down in the dumps? And not only recognize when the owner is down in the dumps, but they're intelligent enough to realize that something may be done to be able to comfort their owner. And they'll go over and rest their head on the owner's lap or do something else to provide comfort to their owner without the owner ever having said, "Hey, when you see my face looking like this, this means I'm really, really sad and I need to be made to feel better." The owners rarely talk to their dogs like that. The dogs just pick up on it. How about the fact that dogs are intelligent enough to pick up on whatever language they hear their owner speaking? If their owners are Japanese, the dogs literally learn Japanese. So when that person, that Japanese owner says, "Go sit down," that dog knows what that means and goes and sits down. Say an American person says to the dog, "Hey, you want to go out for a walk?" And the dog starts wagging his tail, ready for you to put the collar on and take him for a walk. I'm telling you, these creatures are smart. And rather than keep saying that they're not, I think we should just continually learn how smart the ones that are right around us really are, so that we can enjoy them more and they can enjoy us more. Back in just a few.